The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Talking to Larry Kudlow now. Always good to talk to you, Larry. We've got interesting tax developments in the last 24 hours. All of a sudden, your buddy Rand Paul, he's a yes on the tax plan, but Steve Daines is a no. Where do you think this thing's going?
Steve Daines never said he's a no.
His spokesman
said he
expressed
wants some
that.
More help for small business.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see him as a no. My friend Ron Johnson is going to do everything he can to help the small business provisions. I think he's going to wind up being a yes. I think the thing's going to pass, and I think it's going to be close enough to the House so that they can work things out without a full-fledged conference. I'm very optimistic about the whole story. The business side is going to propel growth and create a lot of incentives, not just for American cash coming home, but for foreign cash that will want to domicile into the United States. You know, the basis of this, I've seen so many bad things written about this by people who have a political agenda rather than an economic agenda. You're looking at the possibility of a real investment boom, the likes of which we haven't had, I don't know, since probably the late 1990s. And that investment boom is going to throw off secondary effects with respect to job creation and higher wages that will propel the economy, I think, back to a roughly 3 or 4% range of growth for a long time. I mean, that's our historical range, not the 2% growth during the Obama years. So right. I'm pretty darn optimistic about this, and I know everybody's speculating about which vote and that vote and this vote. And I think John McCain's going to vote for it, by the way. I think Susan Collins will wind up voting for it. I think Senator Lisa Murkowski has basically already said she's going to vote for it. So I'm going to play this from the optimistic side. You know, you may have a Senate bill by the end of the week.
So tell me, you know, I heard John Thune say over the weekend on Fox News Sunday that, you know, you keep talking about 3%, but the growth rate doesn't even need to get there in order to satisfy the concerns of what this bill would quote-unquote cost. He says all it needs to get to is a 2.2% growth rate, and all of these concerns about what this tax bill will cost, again, to the Senate, go away.
Well, 2.2 sounds awful low to me. The House Budget Committee set a 2.6 growth rate. The CBO is at 1.9. That'll get you into a permanently high deficit mode, and that's a slumping economy, obviously.
Right.
So I don't know where John Thune's a good man. He's a friend, but I just don't think that's a realistic view. Look, if they had plugged in initially, as Steve Moore and I and others wanted, they had plugged in 3% growth over 10 years and beyond. That would have been the mother of all pay-fors. I mean, they could have gotten about $2 trillion, $2.5 trillion more in revenues just from setting a more realistic growth path. I mean, I've never seen an investment boom that didn't produce substantial growth. Now, Democrats may deny that, but I think they have a political agenda, not an economic growth agenda. So I'll leave Senator Thune, but I don't think anyone's going to plug in 2.2%.
What do you think about this idea of putting in a trigger that would automatically increase taxes if the legislation, the new tax plan, fails to generate as much revenue as they want?
Baloney. B-A-L-O-N-E.
B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Mary, I think that's correct.
So you don't think it's going to happen, or you think it's a bad idea?
Both.
Okay.
Both. This kind of thing has come up periodically down through the years. It's a terrible idea. And it just, you know, it's an idea that suggests people don't understand what the model is here. You either buy into the idea that low tax rates promote incentives to grow, or you don't. And I think these other senators, I don't understand. I mean, they need some economic education. Actually, they need some economic history education. I wish they'd sit down and read our book, JFK and the Reagan Revolution, to show how lower tax rates have always worked when tried in the past. I mean, they just have. I'll go back, okay, 20s, but 60s, not the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, even the early 2000s, I guess. The point is, this stuff has no economic meaning. You can't have a trigger. A trigger for what? If it doesn't achieve one quarter, 2 quarters,
right,
a year, who knows how this is going to kick in?
Also, that would express an uncertainty to businesses that they would not be able to stomach.
That's part of the deal. You're exactly right. And it would really undermine the kind of confidence that people are going to. None of those. A lot of this stuff, bear in mind, senators make statements in Washington that are really not meant for the policy itself. They're meant to message something maybe in their district or their state where they want to say, well, we're really deficit hawks. Well, by the way, the only way to solve the budget deficit, the only way to solve the budget deficit is to grow the economy more rapidly. Okay, the reason we have a $500-600 billion budget deficit in what, the eighth or ninth year of a so-called economic recovery, is because we haven't grown. So if you want to get the budget gap down, which to me is a secondary goal, the first goal is growth, but growth will get you into lower deficits. The government's spending assistance will come down, and the revenue base will come up as more people are working and more income is being generated. So I just take all this stuff with a grain of salt. Calmer heads will prevail. And as I say, I think you're going to get a Senate floor vote Thursday or Friday, and it's going to pass. The issue there, which is more interesting to me legislatively, is whether the Senate and the House can get a bill that conforms with each other. Because I don't think we need a 2 or 3 week conference. That would just waste some time. And as these people know, the Alabama election, whatever it's going to be, gets certified December 26th. And that's why you hear a lot of people say they're going to have this done by Christmas, because they have no idea what's going to happen in Alabama.
That's right. And even as this thing nears the finish line, it looks like a real messy process. Larry Kudlow, thanks a lot for making us smarter. Really appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate it very much.
Talk to you soon.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.